Good morning. This week, the newly sworn-in Congress is striving for a spirit of bipartisanship and cooperation, but perhaps there's a few signs the veneer is already cracking.
It is kind of in between your eyes, Mr. Cheney. After all you did, after all you said to Democrats and to Mr. Obama, look what is happening here today. You have to preside over the final part of this election that will seat him.
That's California Congresswoman Maxine Waters talking about Vice President Dick Cheney, who today will formally sign off on the electoral vote count, officially making Barack Obama the president-elect. Todd Zillick from Capital News Connection joins us now. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, good morning.
Is that a more frustration at the Bush administration from Representative Waters, or is that a sign of what's to come between Democrats and Republicans as they move forward this year?
It sounds to me like a little bit of gloating, really. Maxine Waters has a long history in the Congress and a long history with Republicans, so she's probably gloating a little bit. But it's certainly not in keeping with the spirit of bipartisan cooperation and friendliness that a lot of people have been making an effort to display in this, you know, in the first week of the 111th Congress. Now, what she was talking about, of course, was the official counting of the electoral votes in a joint session of Congress. Barack Obama, by the way, is not the president-elect, not yet, not until this afternoon after those votes are certified. So I think Waters is probably letting out some of her frustrations and, yeah, a little bit of gloating.
And so that's coming from the House. And then in the Senate, you have Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's scheduled a vote for this weekend, which he knows senators loathe to vote on the weekend, certainly not handing out an olive branch.
The first vote of the new Congress for the Senate, and it's going to be on a Sunday. You're exactly right. This is an old fight between Reid, the majority leader, and Senator Tom Coburn, the conservative budget hawk from Oklahoma. It's an old bill from last year, a package of 140 or so smaller bills all wrapped up together on a public lands bill, national parks, federal land, and how they're used, different programs for them. Coburn thinks it's a waste of money, and that's fine. But Reid, as they get into these procedural fights, as often happens in the Senate, it's completely normal, Reid has said, fine, Coburn, you want to have your delays? We're going to vote on Sunday. And senators, when you're all on the floor Sunday voting and you're not with your families, you'll know who to thank. It's Tom Coburn. So there's already this – it seems a lot like the old Congress in this new cooperative Congress. This first week, they're getting off on a little bit of a bad foot, I think.
Is there anything Coburn can do this time around to thwart this vote on Sunday?
Well, he's already doing it. That's why they're voting on Sunday, because Reid is getting his vote in there, his procedural vote, at the earliest possible time. It'd be very easy just to get unanimous consent and let it wait until Monday. That's
Todd,
easy to do, but they're not doing it.
Todd, this is a sort of sketch of what could be a fairly protracted conflict between the Democratic leadership in the Senate and Republicans. But are there any policy implications other than missing football games on Sunday?
Not on this one. There aren't a whole lot, unless you live next to a national park or you're a planner for federal lands. It's a relatively obscure bill, to be honest. This is one of these internecine fights that happened in the Senate, and this is an old battle, and I think you're seeing some frustrations bleed over from last year.
But I guess what I'm asking is, if this continues, is it going to have an effect on judicial appointments and all the sort of dramas that we're so tired of in Washington?
If it continues, John, there's no question that it will have that effect. However, this question was put to the minority leader, Mitch McConnell, who's Coburn's leader, yesterday, saying, hey, I thought the acrimony was supposed to be gone for at least the first little bit here. Why are you guys reverting to the old ways? And he didn't take up Coburn's fight at all. He said, look, Coburn has the right to object. Don't read anything into it. This isn't a new acrimonious spirit. This is just Reid and Coburn going at it. So he's not latching on to this and joining the fight. So I think at least the leadership is trying to avoid this bleeding over into the bigger job that has to be done.
Let's talk about another element there on Capitol Hill, something of a shifting of the winds, I think, when it comes to Roland Burris, the Senate appointee from Illinois, who was appointed by the embattled Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich. Harry Reid several weeks ago said, no way are we going to seat anyone appointed by that governor. But now it seems as if Roland Burris may be on his way after a meeting with Harry Reid yesterday to being ultimately seated.
That's right. Well, Harry Reid does have a history of saying, no way, not going to happen, no way, and then somehow it happens about a week later. So this might be one of those examples, but it seems like the Democratic leadership was running out of reasons to keep Burris out of the Senate. Now, they haven't said he'll be seated. They've given him a path to be seated, but there still are ways to fall off that path. As you know, he has to go back to Illinois today and testify and do all those things and come back with a certification. However, when he does come back, it's probably going to go to the Rules Committee, and very quickly, there's a wrinkle here. The leader of the Rules Committee right now is Dianne Feinstein. She has said Burris should probably be seated. However, the Senate hasn't reorganized its committees yet. They're in the process of doing that. If the Burris nomination goes to Rules while Feinstein is
right,
still in charge, likely to go quickly. However, the new chairman, Chuck Schumer, a member of the leadership and a Reid
ally.
That could
be an entirely different story, but certainly looks like he could be on his way. And, of course, we will turn to you for the updates on that story. Todd Zwillick, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, a reporter for Capital News Connection, reporting from Washington.
Oh, no. For all you need to know, go, go, Todd Zwillick.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.